Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the Consumers Energy 72nd Annual Asable River Canoe Marathon, Ryan Matthews. Ryan, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing excellent. How are you today?
Doing good, thank you. Well, we're getting ready for the big event this weekend. Saturday night at 9 p.m. they'll be underway right through Sunday, about Sunday midday, and a lot of canoes will be coming in during that time. So we thought we'd get you on first to talk a little history. 72nd annual. Has there been a lot of changes over the course of the 71 races so far?
Well, the one constant with the race has been change. You know, the race used to start with, you know, everyone had big wooden canoes or big metal canoes and big wooden paddles. And what they have today is the carbon fiber paddles, carbon fiber canoes. In terms of the race itself, you know, they used to start in an interval start, and that changed in the late 1960s with the Le Mans start. Yeah. And, you know, they've added a whole bunch of different things. In the late 80s, they added the time trial sprints, which are very popular. So, you know, the race has definitely evolved in its entire history.
It really has. Now, what about in terms of records then? Now that we've got carbon fiber canoes, I would imagine some of those times from the earlier races are long gone in terms of record setting.
Oh, for sure. When the canoe specs were unified in 92 with the creation of the Triple Crown, all the canoes significantly got faster, and we've had a lot of high water years since then too. In 1994 is when the overall record was set with very high water, and actually this year we're pretty close to the same flow rates.
So we could be looking at record times this year. What is the record time as of right now?
13 hours, 58 minutes, and 8 seconds.
All right, and who set that?
Serge Corbin and Solomon Carrier.
All right. So we'll look for maybe a fast time this year with the water so high. But in terms of other records, you know, I heard earlier this year, I think Justin was saying, Justin Griffith, that we have a lot of international teams and a lot of out-of-state teams this year.
We have a record number of out-of-state paddlers this year. I believe there's 100. We have teams from four different countries this year, which ties the record. You know, Australia, England, Canada, and the United States. We have a record number of female paddlers this year with 37, a record number of female teams with 9. So it's a lot of records being broken.
Boy, no
even
doubt about it.
Before the race has started.
So even though, you know, we still consider it an international race, it really has gone global, hasn't it?
It really has. With the GPS tracking map on the website, we get people watching all over the world, and it seems to be growing more and more each year.
You know, we talk about how the race has evolved and changes through the years. That's another one you just mentioned now, the technology of the event, where, you know, like you said, you can keep tabs on any one of the canoes anywhere down the line, just by, you know, downloading an app or checking out your website.
That's absolutely correct, and it's become a very popular feature.
Yeah. Now, what about in terms of the support groups? Have things changed much for them? You know, I know there's groups that go out and that help the paddlers. Have there been any many changes to them? Because they're kind of the unsung heroes. When I do that finish line and I see those groups coming in, they're almost as tired as the paddlers themselves.
Oh, absolutely. They, you know, the pit crews, the feed teams, they stay up all night with the team, providing nourishment and support and any kind of equipment that they might need, you know. And you know, when the race first began in 1947, most of the paddlers didn't have pit crews. They brought everything they needed with them.
And now in terms of the food, have things changed there in terms of what they eat to prepare for, you know, this 120-mile race?
There seems to be a recent trend. A lot of paddlers are going to a liquid-only diet, drinking, like, Perpetuum, I believe it's called, and taking energy gels, like goo. There's still a good chunk of paddlers who eat a couple small meals just to keep a good calorie count into their body and help provide some energy.
Well, everyone's welcome to follow the race. Of course, we'll be one of the radio stations covering that, too. And Ryan, I know you'll be up all night covering it also, so we're going to let you get some rest before the big event on Saturday night. But again, the 72nd Asable River Canoe Marathon, presented by Consumers Energy. Ryan Matthews, hey, thanks for joining us today for Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you, Kevin. It was a pleasure.